Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Leon Kurtz, the CEO of Jubilee Metals. Welcome back, Leon.
Thank you, Phil. Great for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jubilee reported a strong operational performance for the second quarter of its 2024 financial year. Highlights include a 13.2% increase in chrome concentrate production, setting a new quarterly production record and maintaining PGM production. Despite operational disruptions at Roan due to an upgrade project, copper cathode and copper in concentrate production reached 749 tonnes. Jubilee has also elected to expand the Thutse project and is progressing with the development of Project M on Koyo copper resource. The company is well positioned to continue its growth trajectory in the metals processing industry. The projects increase in numbers and the production seems to increase as well, Leon.
Thanks, Phil. Yes, it certainly has been a quarter of delivery for the South African operations, with chrome coming through and demonstrating why we implemented and expanded our footprint into our own materials and set to continue that expansion. You know, we set a strategic goal for ourselves to reach this 2.1 million tons of product from our modest beginning back in 2018 at 40,000 tons. Speaking of 2.1 million tons, and we're clearly well on track to reach that. Our PGM production also continue even during these markets to show great progress. And of course, as the chrome operations continue to expand, you can expect to see that coming through in the PGM operations as well. In copper, we undertaken quite a significant upgrade project at the moment, which is coming to a completion relatively soon. And then you'll also see that expansion reflect through in the copper production numbers, which I think the market has been waiting for eagerly over the past couple of months. So all in all, I think a very solid performance by the company indeed.
How do you see things panning out then over the next 3 to 6 months in Jubilee, Leon?
Well, critically, what it does show is in copper, a huge focus on seeing the delivery of this copper processing module coming to full fruition and seeing that coming through into the numbers. You know, we've set that target to the first key level is to reach a production level that extrapolates to above 10,000 tons of copper units per annum. That's that first key level, and that is before the implementation of the new project we announced last year when we acquired the rights to a very, very large resource on surface and look to partner with the UAE-based group, the IRH, in the implementation of that project. So all of the current implementation is before the potential addition of that project. So if you look forward into the next 6 months and the next 8 months, what you look to see is the chrome business growing off its own cash flow, as it's a self-sustaining business of Jubilee. And you look to the copper business to start actually delivering that expansion of its operational footprint in expanding up to reaching that 10 to 12,000 tons per annum before the next copper project comes into play. So certainly looking at Jubilee, we look towards copper becoming more and more significant in both the revenue and the earnings profile of Jubilee after the investment we've made.
So from the perspective of this 10 to 12,000 tons of copper, you expect that to come mainly from Roan and mainly from the waste?
Absolutely. So what you're looking at is that first 10 to 12,000 ton step comes from our existing portfolio. So it's basically Sable Refinery together with Roan, together with some of our agreements of third-party material coming into Sable. That combination is that first hurdle. The second hurdle going up and, you know, expanding up to that 25,000 ton of copper and beyond comes in through additional projects, which is the one we brought into the market last year, where we're partnering with the IRH on that project from the UAE. And of course, is the development of the Mufulira slag project coming into being as well into the future. So it is a first 12,000 tons, reaching that with our existing portfolio, our existing investments we've made, and then seeing that growth continuing with the new projects we bring on stream.
So the 10 to 12,000 tons then is going to be coming from Roan and Sable and some other stuff. from the point of view of Sable, there was discussion that you were going to expand that a bit. When do you expect that work to be undertaken?
Absolutely. As we said last year, with the addition of this new project we've acquired in the partnership with the IRH, we are definitely going to expand Sable to accommodate as much of that footprint as we can to make sure we process as much of that material at Sable. As we indicated last year, by expanding the copper sulfide recovery circuit at Sable, we have the potential to increase the Sable production up to roughly about 16,000 tons of copper per annum. And that's what we've undertaken in parallel to make sure Sable is ready by the time these new projects come on stream. I mean, as we indicated, we expect these projects to be ready for its new product coming from these projects towards the end of this year. So it's during quarter four of this year that you would expect some of that material to start coming through in addition to Rowan and what we're doing at the moment.
And does that mean at Sable that you're likely to drop off the cobalt processing that you had, or that will continue still at Sable?
So cobalt is on the back burner for now, really driven by the market and supply and demand. Until the cobalt prices recover from the collapse it experienced last year and the year before, we will not be turning towards the cobalt circuit during the immediate. We keep a close eye on that supply, demand, and pricing and fundamentals of cobalt. So until cobalt shows a strong, sustained recovery, we will not bring cobalt back on stream.
Okay. And going back to the deal that was struck last year, the fact that you raised money, where are we at? You raised the money, and where are we at now? Have we sent the manufacturing stuff to start the process?
Yes. So as you can see today, on the back of that support we received last year, we are full steam ahead on that project. We have three work streams we launched last year already. The first is quite a detailed resource definition being prepared of this vast quantity and body of material. The second component is running large scale processing trials in our development center of Jubilee as we complete the final design, and as you accurately state, is securing that capacity for the manufacturing of the plant or the module that has to follow on the back of that. All of those work streams kicked off already last year and continues through this quarter as we chase down those timelines very, very, very actively. The sooner we get to that completion, the better, as we are eagerly looking to add that copper profile on top of what we're doing at Rowan and at Sable at the moment.
Okay, so by the end of the year, if you're a wishful thinking man, how many of these modules will be in place and starting to produce?
What we've indicated is that as soon as we press the construction button, beyond buying or securing the capacity to construct, it's a 4-month construction and a 2-month implementation. So within a 6-month cycle, we can deploy 2 plants at a time. That's the capacity we've secured for Jubilee. We probably would work towards the completion of these 3 work streams to be able to push the construction line towards during the next quarter, as all of those work streams come to a completion to ensure designs are final and detailed to commence that construction cycle. So if you extrapolate that, we certainly will be pushing to deliver at least the first module this year still to that unit or to that project, while the second module will follow very closely on the back of the delivery of the first module.
Okay, very good. Well, we look forward to seeing you in Johannesburg and maybe even Zambia when we come over in April.
Oh, brilliant.
And let's hope we can see Rowan again and Sable and what you're doing in Johannesburg, and just see the general growth of Jubilee as you start to hopefully clean up Zambia in terms of all of these copper piles.
Oh, absolutely. It would be wonderful to host you in April in Zambia for you to see just the sheer expansion and investment that's gone into Rowan. And of course, you will see it fully operational by the time you arrive, which will be very, very good to hear your feedback.
Yeah, and with some sort of 5 projects now in Zambia and obviously increasing that, and then that's since we were last out there, obviously you've added a couple of, especially the Mufulira, and as you alluded to, the large deposits there with IRH. So how are you building the team, Leon? I mean, are you constantly having to expand? Because this is a lot of management on the ground, right?
Oh, absolutely. For people is if I was to ask what's our biggest risk and our biggest effort we're putting into this project, it's people. And in the background, it's the pipeline of developing people long before delivering that project. So the expansion of the management input, the management structures, and the people capital in Zambia, you will visibly see when you arrive in April, as the teams that are set to operate these facilities are being prepared for the implementation of those projects.
Absolutely. And after having been there, we've seen how paramount, obviously, safety is. I noticed in the RNS that there was a nice line about the metrics, and we saw the lost time frequency injury rate had actually improved by some circa. It was like 0.61 compared to, I think, 2.36. So would you have any comments on that, on how you're constantly trying to implement new safety processes on the ground?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. As a company, as we mature automated reporting systems, tracking systems, safety procedures, everything, which is a key focus of the company, is being managed, being driven, and being adopted as a core value in our company, not only in South Africa, but absolutely as fundamentally part of the Zambian operations. I think it's part of the success we're seeing in South Africa, and definitely part of the growth we're seeing in Zambia, is where people align to a common core value in the company, of which safety sits paramount within those in that value system.
Very good. Well, it certainly looks like Jubilee's operational performance remains robust and is on track to meet its production guidance for financial year 2024. So on that note, we'll say, Leon Kurtz, CEO of Jubilee Metals, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.